KSR News. I'm John Scott. The Religious Liberty Commission holding a hearing in Washington today at the Museum of the Bible. President Trump shamed Virginia Senator Tim Kaine for describing the principle of unalienable rights from the Creator as troubling.
How he would say something like that, and advocated really by a totalitarian regime. This is what they say. But as everyone in this room understands, it is tyrants who are denying our rights and the rights that come from God. And it's this Declaration of Independence that proclaims we're endowed by our Creator with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
During a recent meeting of the Foreign Relations Committee, Kaine said the notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the Creator is extremely troubling. That's what the Iranian government believes. This is the Religious Liberty Commission's second hearing. A deadly shooting in Israel, as paramedics said six people were killed, a dozen injured, in the country's deadliest shooting attack in nearly a year.
The shooting took place at a major intersection at the northern entrance to Jerusalem. That entrance is located on a road that leads to Jewish settlements located in East Jerusalem. Footage of the attack showed dozens of people fleeing from a bus stop at the busy intersection during the morning rush hour. First responders say the area was chaotic and covered in broken glass, with people wounded and lying unconscious.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Jury selection underway in the trial of a man charged with trying to assassinate Donald Trump while he played golf last year in South Florida. The court has blocked up 4 weeks for the trial of Ryan Ruth, but attorneys are expecting they'll need less time. Jury selection expected to take about 3 days. This is SRN News. Christian Ministries rushing aid to Afghanistan. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Thousands are dead in the wake of an earthquake, and World Relief is leading the effort to help the country get back on its feet. CEO Myle Green says, quote, "We're also committed to responding boldly in partnership with local churches to provide food, shelter, and other humanitarian support to as many survivors as possible." The quake measured 6.0 on the Richter scale and was centered east of Kabul. There have been multiple aftershocks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As disputes rage on over religion's place in public schools, the Ten Commandments have become a focal point. At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require classrooms to post the Decalogue, and three adopted measures mandating their display in 2024-25, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas. All three laws have been at least partially blocked by the federal courts. The Texas law most recently. This is SRN News. A new Gallup poll finds that Democrats view socialism more positively than they did in the past, while their views of capitalism are more negative. Correspondent Bernie Bennett.
66% of Democrats now have a positive image of socialism compared to only 42% who view capitalism favorably. This marks a shift over the past 15 years, with socialism rising as capitalism falls. Some Democratic politicians worry that embracing socialism might alienate moderates, while others see it as a way to address issues like the cost of living. Meanwhile, views on capitalism and big business have soured, especially among Democrats and independents. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Supreme Court clearing the way for federal agents to conduct sweeping immigration operations in Los Angeles. The latest victory for President Trump's administration at the High Court. The justices lifted a restraining order from a judge who found roving patrols were conducting indiscriminate arrests in L.A. More details at srnnews.com.